We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 60. We remind you that you can watch the lesson and ask questions on kab.tv, and some relevant questions may be asked here during the lesson.
So we started learning with you about the matter of the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. And here we should take our time, because we need to understand what are the principles here. How from the Creator's will to bestow, and a point of that He created of the will to receive, He created as something out of existence, out of absence, that point developed by the desire to bestow called the light, and the will to receive became a vessel, a kli. Something that can receive the light, enjoy it, absorbs it, drinks it, swallows it completely to such an extent that the light fills the will to receive, develops the will to receive from a point to an infinitely great dimension. So the will to receive is really just a point, but the light that enters the will to receive by itself opens up more and more and more and becomes infinite. Meaning all the desires, all the qualities, all the forces that exist in the will to bestow of the light became, through this point, something opposite. The will to receive on all its manners, and all the tendencies, the sizes. We need to understand how opposed to that point is. This point simply inverted the desire to bestow the light to the desire to receive that is inside this point. And then this point is, well, it's a principle. It's a brain. It's a command. It's not even the will to receive. It's a certain command. That the will to bestow of the Creator becomes the will to receive in the creature. And then this point received a form opposite the light and consequently is called Malchut of Ensof. Meaning everything that exists in Malchut exists in the infinite light, but in its opposite form, and then one fills the other. This is something very special, but by that, the will to receive receives everything that's in the light, and that's it. And what happens here, as we learn, is the matter of shame. He begins to discover that he is opposite from the Creator, and this opposition is complete, infinite, I don't know how to say it, because he sees that aside from that first point that he received from the Creator, where he's opposite the Creator, this point has inverted all the qualities of the Creator to their opposite, the will to receive, and by that it is of the opposite form. He seemingly rose against the Creator, against the Emanator. He doesn't want to agree to be its opposite, because he started to discover the gap between the quality of the nature of the Emanator and his nature. So what can he do? I cannot get rid of that principal point in him, this fundamental point. However, what he can do in this fundamental point, not even at his expense, but at the expense of the Creator, and in that he doesn't feel any difference between him and the Creator. It is I, but I am not opposite the Creator, because I'm in him. He created me. Rather, this opposition comes to his awareness, into his consciousness, when he begins to practically perform these calculations, these actions that are opposite the Creator. Therefore, we have a correction here called the second restriction. Where from the influence of the light and the will to receive, and how it creates the will to receive using the quality of bestowal, then in the will to receive, as a result, we have a feeling from the will to bestow of the Creator and the will to receive of the creature. And as a result, the will to receive begins to see how can he use that force of the will to bestow that he is receiving from the Creator. The will to bestow is the quality of Bina. It corresponds to the four phases of direct light. And the quality of Bina, that it has the same nature as the Creator, it gives birth to Zeranpin, from Zeranpin to Malchut. Meaning, if we can correctly connect the qualities of Bina with the qualities of Malchut, then Malchut can gradually correct itself and use not its own quality of the will to receive, but her will to receive will use the will to bestow, Bina's will to bestow. And then, in this way, it can correct itself. This is really the principle. Above the taboo, the general taboo, meaning Parzufim, Gelgalta, Absagma, Bon, we correct only the upper part of Malchut of Ensof. From Pe to Tabu of Gelgalta, we've got left is the lower part in Malchut of Ensof, which is from Tabu to the Siyum of Gelgalta. And we can correct this part only on the condition that we bring additional power of bestowal to it. And that's exactly what's happening. Nekudot of Sag go down below the Tabu of the general Ak, and they, for the most part, they can add a great deal of power of bestowal. I'm making this drawing, and you will be asking. So we have Gelgalta, Rosh, down to Tabu, Izdachechut, descent to Chazeh. In Chazeh we have Rosh of Ab, down to Pe of Gelgalta, and Ab expands, gets purified, comes down on his chest, Parzuf Sag, it expands, gets purified. Rishimo of Gelgalta. Let's do it this way. Rosh of Gelgalta, Dalet, Rosh of Ab, Dalet Gimel, Rosh of Sag, Gimel, Bet.
Atkan Barur.
Thus far, everything is clear. If not, please quickly ask your questions. It's clear, right? Clear. Okay. Now, what happens in Sag? We have Gimel Bet. What is Gimel? Roshimo Bet Lepshut of what? Chochmah. Chochmah. What is Bet? Chasadim. Is this clear? Ask about every detail. So, Gimel Bet, we have in the Itpashtut Ta'amim of Sag. We have Gimel Bet. In Ta'amim of Sag, it's now in red, is Gimel Bet. When the Sag gets purified, we're left with Bet Bet. Gimel disappears here in the Tabor. Then when it comes back to Pe Avosh, there's Roshimo in it, Bet Aleph.
Yeah.
And all these Partsufim,
וכל הפרצופים הללו.
On all these parts of fame.
הם יורדים למטה.
Go down below.
רואים?
הפרצופים. These parts of him, when they get purified, when, during the purification of Tamim of Sag from Tabor to Pe, everyone open your eyes and look here. All these parts of him, how many parts of him in total? Four, right? On one of them, there's no Zivug Daka, no mating and striking. I drew five here, it doesn't matter. They all, as the screen, as the Masach gets purified, they can all descend below Tabor. Why? Because it's only the light of Chasadim, there's no Chokhmah there. And they're all called Nekudot de Sag, Nekudot of Sag. So it's not one Partsuf, it's all these five Partsufim, more than five, because each one of them along the way is doing more. But in total, those are Nekudot of Sag. These Nekudot of Sag they influence Nehi of Galgalta, they feel it. And Nehi of Galgalta influences them in return, their coarseness. Meaning here they bestow chasadim, bet. And here they bestow the coarseness, dalet. Typically, because Dalet is the general Dalet, we write it like that. Okay? Yes, Chaim?
A few times previously, you said that Aviyut is also Chasadim that rise upwards, but the arrow inverts in Galgalta.
What difference does it make from below up, above down?
On the right, the black line goes down in Galgalta, Dalet, Dalet.
This is Chasadim.
Yes. The word turned from Chasadim to Aviyut Dalet suddenly.
No, Aviyut Dalet was before as well. It never gets purified, it stays. The fact that Galgalta is working here above the Tabor in order to bestow with its Aviyut Dalet, below the Tabor cannot work with Aviyut Dalet, but Aviyut is there. fact that I don't receive, it's specifically because of Avi Yudalet.
Right, I just remember you saying that the arrow goes up, and this is also chassadim, because he doesn't want to receive.
Of course, he doesn't want to receive. That's why he has chassadim in it.
And now you call it Aviyu Dalet.
But Aviyu Dalet is there. That's why it cannot receive.
No.
Okay, everyone understands. You, as usual, but you have a...
Gimel Bet. Where you said the Gimel vanishes. Where does it go? And why does it vanish?
It's a correct question. In Te'amim of Sag. What is Te'amim of Sag? This red. This one that comes down here. In Te'amim of Sag, you have Gimel of Itlapshut and Bet of Aviyut. He creates Partsufim here called Te'amim. Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. He exhausted everything from Pe of Sag down to its Siyum. He concluded. Surrounding light begins to work. Take some more, you can't. Bestow some more, I can't. And he gets purified. Because to stand in one place doesn't reach the purpose of creation. So with respect to that, he is annulled. Everyone is annulled towards that. And then he begins to be purified. When he begins to be purified in Tabo, when he just performs here, at this point, the point of Tabo, he decides to get purified, immediately Gimel of Itlapshut disappears. Because he begins to get purified from the previous state. And Gimel of Itlapshut also, as Itlapshut's clothing, accompanied him from Patsuf Ab. It didn't actually belong to Sag, seemingly. And then what's left is Bet. Bet of Itlapshut, Bet of Aviyut, where Bet remains, but all these parts
Shil Dalet. Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shosh.
Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shosh. Of Bet. Of Bet. Bet of Aviyut. Until it comes to Aleph of Aviyut. Yeah, yesterday you said it's the Reshimo that activates the whole system. Where can you draw it? Rav, we constantly speak of Reshimo. Dalet Dalet Galgalta, Dalet Gimel Ab, Gimel Bet, Damim of Sag, Bet Nekudot of Sag. We constantly speak only of Reshimo, because if not for the Reshimo, what do you have? You have abstract light, and that's it. And what's in the light? Reshimot. And the light works on them. And you are also constantly being activated by those Reshimot. By the Reshimot, of course, who are you? Only Reshimot that constantly awaken. Reshimot means data. It's information. How does a computer work? According to what? Reshimo. You put electricity in it, it begins to process the Reshimo in it. Reshimo from the software, from the various parameters, and then it begins to work. Everything in our life, what is DNA? Everything is Reshimo. And light. The force that activates them, that develops them, and there's nothing else. And between the Reshimo and the light, is you. Tzvika, I also didn't understand this today when I heard a lesson that chassadim go all the way down without any... No, they don't go down. Very nice. I think Niv asked me who was here. I'm not blaming anyone. Don't be worried. These lights of chassadim that descend down. Hello, who are you looking at? Look at me. Yeah, the reshimot. It's not for nothing that the reshimot can cause the light to go down below. They are mating and striking. Zvogedaka. They are called patzufen nekudot. The Potsofim of Nekudot. And what's interesting here, and in general, every action has to go to Ensof. Meaning, we should get from Sag, from Nekudot of Sag to Tamim of Sag, from Tamim of Sag to Nekudot of Ab, even letters of Ab. Tanta, but in reverse. And in Ab, Tamim of Ab, then Nekudot of Galgalta, Tamim of Galgalta, and Malchut of Ensof. That's where it's at, Malchut of Ensof. Then in Malchut of Ensof, we get a Zivug Deaka, except only it is in contact with the upper light, you understand? This is a system, it's not... Only it is in contact with the upper light, and when she performs zivug de'aka, she does it on the reshimo that Galgalta is demanding of her, of Malchut of Ensof. And it's performing zivug de'aka with the light of Ensof, and it gives to Galgalta. So Galgalta, with this reshimo, she begins to receive from above lights, forces, and it makes a zivug daka, and it begins to be filled, and then it fills itself below the tabu. This is the meaning of Nekudot of Sag that went down to below the tabu. We don't do it here. They go down because the Galgalta fills them here. But that's not what we're talking about here. It's too much. Instead of the study of the Ten Sefirot, we have an encyclopedia. Tzvika, why did you mark Chassadim Bet, the second Chassadim, Rav? Because it's Sag, Bet of Itlapshut. And the important thing that is at work here is Bet of Itlapshut. So, in total, what kind of deficiencies are going up? I wish to fill the Patsufim of Nekudot, and these Patsufim of Nekudot, even Galgalta, even Malchut of Ensof, what is it doing now? It's now doing a Zivug on Chassadim, according to the demand of Sag, except with her, it's expressed in Chochmah. But there's no difference between Chochmah and Chassadim, because I don't care if you demand something like a baby formula. As a baby or a teenage child is demanding pizza, let's say. I know that I have to perform a zivug daka over what you want. I turn to Malchut of Ensof and I ask. Ultimately, we're asking for the strength to do it, and then we do it according to the reshimo in the appropriate place. In short, listen. What's happening here is that all these patsufim receive an addition, which is also an addition in the light of Chochmah, that they had to pass. They have to pass this force, but in each one of them, Chassadim is growing. In short, Galgalta that is now fulfilling itself through man from Nekudot of Sag. It fills itself down below here with the light of Chassadim, whereas Sag, with his deficiency, according to the deficiencies of Sag from her, and it fills it herself. All the deficiencies are going up to the screen that is in contact with the upper light. This is the light of Ensof in the Rosh of Galgalta, and then Galgalta fills herself. You can forget about it, it's not too bad. The important thing is that Nekudot of Sag are completely going down below, and many Nekudot, as I drew it here, five Patsufim, and they're going down below the Tabu. and there they mix with Nehi of Ak. What does it mean they mix with Nehi of Ak? In Galgalta, we had Chasadim here. We talked about it, right? Chasadim. Because Sag asks Galgalta for an addition, these Chasadim change. Galgalta performs a Zivug Daka over it. And the Partsuf of Chasadim, a new Partsuf of Chasadim, expands in her, and it fills also the space below. It fills the Galgalta with the additional light of Chasadim, and as a result, Galgalta sees the awakening of Bchina Dalet. Why? I didn't find a clear explanation for it, but now I have excess Chasadim. So Bchina Dalet awakens. Let's use these Chasadim in order to receive, in order to bestow. And then there's no choice. You hear that? Then there's no choice. We feel that we cannot use. Hold on. We cannot use this Bchina Dalet. And then we get a tzimtzum restriction here. Meaning from this point onward, wherever Bchina Dalet is ruling, is in control, you cannot receive. You hear that? Meaning here, you cannot receive the light of Chochmah.
Beseder?
Okay.
So who's deciding to do the restriction?
Oh, Malchut. Only Malchut decides everything. Malchut of Ab, Malchut of Sag, Malchut of Galgalta. It doesn't matter. It's Malchut. Nevertheless, it's the general Malchut.
Where in the Rosh of Sag is the decision? It's the Malchut.
Malchut of Rosh of Sag, right here. Malchut of Rosh of Sag. That's where it stands. Right here.
Ken.
Why is the second restriction called the association of Bina with reception? On the contrary, it's separation. Bina is above and reception is below. So why do we say that the second restriction is a mixture?
It's not a mixture.
It's not the mixture, it's not the association between...
It's separation.
So it's separation.
Okay. Noigal, what?
You wrote in the diagram below, cannot receive light of Chochmah. Is that the innovation of the second restriction? Because Chochmah couldn't be received before as well. I thought the innovation is that the light of Chochmah cannot be received above as well.
You cannot receive the light of Chochmah up above, but you are correct. Hold on, I'll find the words. Nevertheless, doesn't mean that you can receive the light of Chochmah above. Why is it called the second restriction? Restriction means there is some limitation. So we're talking about an area from which it's impossible to receive the light of Chochmah from that point and below. We always work in the sense that wherever we can add directions, we add. The important thing for us is Bchina Dalet. Where is it? What does it rule?
Can I ask another question? About the five Potsufim you described there, about the Nekudot of Sag that descend, these Potsufim...
Potsufim of Nekudot, the purification of the Masach from Tabu. That's how the Potsufim of Nekudot. In every single Potsuf, it emerges that way. Only here it's important that it fills Nehi Avak.
and it fills each one of them to the brim, like you drew it?
Yes. Why? Galgalta does this divuk. They just raised the Yeshimot. And Galgalta is filled by this. But we draw it as if it's Nekudot of Seg. We can't each time draw that with each small Rishimu, with each small action, they all rise to Rosh of Galgalta and to Malchut of Insof and back and forth. It's impossible. We already draw it in such a way, you know, we mean that it's that way. Yes.
So why do we always mention Bet Bet, that specifically that Reshimo enabled going down below the taboo?
Bet Bet can't go below the taboo.
We always say it is the quality, clean, pure bina, etc.
The Bet Bet, when it begins to purify, then there is in Bet of Itlapshut, and first of all, there is Gimel Bet, yes? Gimel Bet purifies to Bet Bet. Bet Bet comes to purify in such a manner that it's Bet Vitlapshut, and below Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shoresh, which all belongs to Bet of Aviut, which purifies that way. Here it is still Bet, and here it is Shoresh, and then it becomes Aleph.
So, when
of the Aviut.
So, what goes below the Tabu is basically the Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shoresh in Bet.
Of the Bet, yes, of Bina, of Chasadim. We still don't have Zivug Avaka upon the illumination of Chochmah in Zeranpin. It's still the Pertzuf Sag.
So it's not that the Rishimo Gimel Bet descends below the Tabur, and also not that Bet Aleph descends below the Tabur. It's Bet Bet over all of its four phases.
Ken, atatzudek.
Yes, you're right. How should we draw this? Gimel Bet certainly cannot go below Tabur, because it's Gimel Vitlapshut, and Bet Aleph can't go below Tabur either. Well, we'll see later how it goes down. For that already belongs not to Sag, but to Nekudot of Sag, not to the light of Chasadim, but already to the illumination of Chochmah that's there in Zeranpin. More? Yes.
I hope the question is in the right place. Why can't we say that Tzimtzum Bet is just another place of Tabur, or a different state of this of the first restriction?
In the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, we say we're not allowed to receive in order to receive. That's the only limitation. In Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, we say we're not allowed to receive in order to bestow. It's an addition of limitation after the first restriction.
But if all the calculation rises to Masach of Galgalta, why can't we say that the second restriction is an upgrade of the calculation there?
It is an upgrade of the calculation, it's right. But how is it upgraded? That you're not allowed to even do calculations upon receiving in order to bestow. You don't have the forces for it.
All right, but why can't we say that the Tabur now stands in the Parsa?
What in the Parsa? I don't understand you. I don't understand you. Tabur.
Maybe
you had the will to receive. You understood that you couldn't use the will to receive as the will to receive. Only in order to bestow. The prohibition of receiving and your desire to receive as it is, but only in order to bestow to the host, such that the guest decides, that's called the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph. You did a few actions and you came to a state in which you don't have the strength, the force to use the will to receive in order to bestow to the host. You can't receive from the host anything, because by that you cannot bestow to him. You don't have such a force of intention. So you stop receiving and say, from here onwards, I'm not receiving. Why? I don't have the intention in order to bestow here. Yes? Yeah. But I want to remain not to receive. Yes? I can sit next to the host and not receive. It's not considered that I'm separated from him or opposite him. I simply don't receive. To receive in order to bestow to him, I don't have the forces. But to not receive and be besides him, I do have the force for that. That's called the force of Bina. So I can be in that.
So the calculation takes into account how much power I have?
Well, always. So what is the Masach? The forces that I have? Otherwise, with what are you doing in calculation?
So why don't we say that in Tzimtzum Aleph I have this amount of power, then in Tzimtzum Bet I have less? It's the same. I'm trying to understand what's the difference between Tabur and Parsa.
The difference between Tabur and Parsa is that Parsa ends for us the place where you can receive in order to bestow. Later, corrections will come here, and we will be able to receive light here, even the light of Chochmah, because here, the light of Chassadim dwells. Whereas here, I don't have the force, the desires to receive here are so big that I cannot receive in them ever in order to bestow. In order to correct the Kelim, I will have to use these Kelim that I have here, from Parsa to Siyum, to raise them above Parsa and to receive here in them. That's called a Chap of Ascent.
So after the correction of what's below the before the correction of what's below the Parsa, with the moment there's ability to receive Chochmah until Tzimtzum Bet, to the point of Tzimtzum Bet.
When is the second restriction? When Tzimtzum Bet is not operating? Let's learn, guys. Slowly, slowly. That's. I don't like jumping. Yes, Avigdor. Ask about what we talked about now.
Now that we're talking about the Potsufim of Nekudot of Sak, and we already asked about what is the state of bestowing in order to bestow?
No, not yet. It's not clear to us from here. To bestow in order to bestow is considered that I am not capable of receiving in order to bestow, but I am in the ability to bestow to the host in such a way that not by receiving, not through receiving. I am willing to join him, but in a passive manner. That's called katnut, just like children, the youth in our world. They belong to the population. They belong to us. They're precious to us. But they themselves are not. They don't bring any product to the society. They don't bring forces to the society. They just belong. They belong out of love with us. Meaning, in bestowal, in order to bestow, I use the love of the Creator to me in order to adhere to Him. I myself am not implementing any of the forces.
Ken.
Yes.
It's not clear why the limitation we decided about Tzimtzum Bet is that we cannot receive the light of Chochmah. Why light of Chochmah? Where is light of Chochmah here?
Guys, I don't want to hear such things. Where are you talking about? What are you talking about? You don't know how to even ask correctly. Let's get towards there. Let's advance towards it, okay? All of a sudden everyone understands. But according to your questions, there's not one question that's correct. Enough. Let's move forward.
So we will read item 60, page 502 in the writings of Baal HaSulam. This is also called Tzimtzum Nehi of Ak, since Sag of Ak, which ended equally with Pratsuf Galgalta of Ak, above the point of this world, ends above the taboo of the inner Ak through the association of the and the ascent of Malchut to the place of Bina, at half the Tiferet, which is half the Bina of Guf of the inner Ak. This is so because the ending Malchut rose to that place and detained the upper light from spreading from it downward. For this reason, an empty space was made there devoid of light. Thus, then the Tanhi of Sag became restricted and devoid of the upper light. This is why Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, is called Tzimtzum Nehi of Ak, since through the new Siyum, at the place of Tabul, Nehi of Sag of Ak were emptied of their lights. It is also considered that a Chap of Rosh of Sag departed the degree of Rosh of Sag and became its Guf. Since the mating Malchut rose to Nikve Naim, and the 10 Sfirot of Rosh emerged from the Masach at Nikve Naim and above, also, from Nikve Naim down, it is considered the Guf of the Partsuf, since it can only receive illumination from Nikve Naim and below, which is considered Guf. The level of these 10 Sfirot that emerged at the Nikve Naim of Sag of Ak are the 10 Sfirot called the World of Nikudim. They came down from the Nikve Naim of Sag to their place below the Tabur of the inner Ak, where they expanded with Rosh and Guf. Know that this new Siyum, made at the place of Bina of Guf, is called Parsa. Also, there's internality and externality here. And only the 10 external Sfirot are called the World of Nikudim, while the 10 inner Sfirot are called Ma and Bon of Ak itself.
Again, slowly, slowly we will go through this. Item 60, yes?
This is also called Tzimtzum Nehi of Ak.
Wait, the Tzimtzum of Nehi of Ak. Nehi of Ak is here. Nehi of Ak, below the taboo. Yes? Because the Sag of Ak, which ended equally with the Pertzuf of Galgalta of Ak, above the point of this world, meaning in its taboo, the Tamim of Sag are there. That's where they ended. And then what expanded was the Nikudot of Sagari to the point of this world. Here, through the mingling of the association and the ascent of Malchut to the place of Bina, the half of Tiferet, which is the half of the Guf of the inner Ak. This is so because the ending of Malchut rose to the place and detained the upper light from spreading from it downward. Meaning, I drew it here as we have the raising of Malchut to Bina. Here it is Bina of Gufa, the Bina of the Guf, either the Gufa or Guf, we call it, of Nekudot of Sag. And then Malchut, which is here in the Siyum, rose to Bina. And this is therefore called Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. Meaning in place of the half of Tiferet. Why half of Tiferet? Because we have here the Sfirot Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, below a third of Tiferet, and above third and below two-thirds below of the Parsa. Then Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. These are the 10 Sfirot of Nekudot of Sag, which divide in such a manner. Here, these are Kelim of reception, and these are Kelim of bestowal. Okay, and it ends in the inner Ak, in the place of half of Tiferet, which is half of Bina of Guf of Ak. That's what we just defined here. For that is where Malchut, that the ending Malchut, rose to the place and detained the upper light from spreading from it downward. This is here, the ending Malchut, which rose until the Parsa. This is that green arrow that you see here. It is describing it for us. And detained the upper light from spreading from it downward, meaning until the Parsa, you can come up to here and no more. For this reason, an empty space was made there, devoid of light, below. Yes? Here is the place that is empty. Here is the empty place. And it's thus the Tanhi of Sag, which were restricted and devoid from upper light. This is why Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, is called the Tzimtzum of Nehi Avak. Because altogether, these Nehi Avak here are the ones that were restricted and became half-half. Since through the new tzium at the place of Tabu, Nehi of Sag of Ak were emptied from their lights. It's also considered that the Achap of Rosh of Sag departed from the degree of Rosh of Sag and became its Guf. Meaning that now there, now we have here changes. Where a very special Rosh of Sag emerges. What happens here? Again, Galgalta. Ab. Sag, Nekudot of Sag, they go down below, fill Nehi of Ak, receive from their Prina Dalet, fill them with Prina Bet, restrict by the fact that Prina Dalet rises upwards, and all of this happens by these Nekudot of Sag, which are restricted, which went down below, now rise above to Pe of Rosh of Sag, and then they demand a Zivug upon, to it happen not in Malchut, but not in Malchut of Sag, but rather in Bina of Rosh of Sag. And then a Zivug of Aka'a occurs here, on all together 2.5 Sfirot on Bina of Rosh of Sag. That's called Nikve Enaim. The Nikve Enaim of Rosh is called Bina of Rosh. And then a Zivug of Aka'a occurs here, and from the Zivug of Aka'a the Partsuf goes down, which fills this place only from Tabu to Parsa, and no more than that. And that's the Partsuf, which is called the Partsuf of Nekudot, the world of Nekudim. The world of Nekudim. Those are Nekudot of Sag. Okay? It's very confusing. There are a lot of details. All those guys who are beginning to study the wisdom of Kabbalah with this get stumbled upon this for some time. They can't understand or move. It blocks your brain. Don't understand what's going on here. Correct. It's natural. That's how it needs to be. This, the kilim here needs to receive a certain wear down along the way, and therefore there's a certain technical pause here. Yes.
Can we say that the mating Malchut rose to Nikve Naim specifically because of the expansion of the Nekudot below the Tabu?
Everything happens by the Rishimot. The Rishimot which rise, the Rishimot in Galgalta, Dalet Dalet, in Ab Dalet Gimel, in Sag Gimel Bet, and when the Rishimot rise upwards, those Rishimot that rose above are Bet Aleph, but with a measure of Tzimtzum Bet, of the second restriction. Therefore, they rise to Nikve Naim, they do a Zivug in the Nikve Naim upon Bet Aleph, and then go downwards. Meaning, whatever goes downwards is the Partsuf of Zeranpin. And that Partsuf of Zeranpin fills the Nekudot of Sag, only in part of them, where it's permitted until the Parsa, until the Prina Dalet, which is there. And that Partsuf is called the world of Nikudim. World, we will see later why. A world is like a package of Partsufim. Hence, the Achab of Rosh of Sag is departed. It's considered to be the degree of Rosh of Sag became its goof, meaning that the mating occurred of Malchut Rosen to the Nikve Naim of the Ten Sfirot of Rosh, which emerged from the Masach to the Nikve Naim and above, and the Nikve Naim down is considered goof of the Batzuf, since only received the illumination from Nikve Naim and below, which is considered goof. The goof of the Partsuf, because it cannot receive but the illumination of Nikve Naim below, which is the Pchina of Guf. And the level of these ten Sfirot that emerged at the Nikve Naim of Sag Avak are the ten Sfirot which are called the world of Nikudim. They came down from the Nikve Naim of Sag and took to their place below the Tabur of the inner Ak, just like we drew here. And that's where they expanded with Rosh and Guf. Here, when it expanded, we have Rosh and Guf. Rosh and Guf. And you should know that this new siyum made at the place of Bina of Guf, which is called Parsa, this is the new siyum that you cannot go down from. And here there is internality and externality, because only the external ten sfirot are called the world of Nikudim, and the internal sfirot are called Ma and Bon of Ak itself. That we were going to learn. That belongs to Ak, meaning there is here a matter of hitlabshut, of clothing. This is the internality, Ma and Bon of Ak, which is Ma and Bon. And there's an external one which close upon it, which is the world of Nikudim. Okay. Ooh, the questions we're going to have now. I don't know. Well, let's start with Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. Help me find myself in these Rishimot. To begin with, when we say Galgalta is Dalet Dalet, what do we mean that over 4 degrees of desire there are 4 degrees of Masach?
We mean that inside of Galgalta there is a Rishimot for Dalet of Itlapshut and Dalet of Aviyut, which it received from Malchut of Insof. The reshimot are always an impression from the previous state. Next.
So clearly there are 4 degrees of desire, but what is of hitlapshut?
Didn't understand? 4 degrees of both of coarseness and of hitlapshut. Everything is, occurs there in Galgalta.
He says that the 4 degrees of the, is, what is 4 degrees of hitlapshut? What's the characterization of reshimot of hitlapshut? What, how are they expressed?
From the lights I had before. Well, you're in a restaurant once. You ate. You come the next day and you want to eat the same thing. They say to you, we don't have, or you see that you don't have today enough money for it, for what you had yesterday. That's it. That is an impression from the lights that were filling the Patsuf. Where are those lights? In the degree of Aviyut. The Reshimo is exactly what you had before, exactly, until its last detail, just that you can't implement them because you don't have the forces for it. You have to get forces for this. But all the information of what you had before is in the Reshimo. Without the Reshimo, a person becomes a golem, crazy, a certain dementia, complete. That's what happens when you get old.
When we give the example of food and money, so the money represents the screen. That's why I asked whether the Reshimo of Hitlapshut characterizes the screen.
No. Not, neither the Reshimo of Hitlapshut nor the Reshimo of Aviyut don't belong with the, to the Masach. These are Reshimo, they're like genes. They, these are something that I have to implement in practically, and that's called the Masach. Now I need the money. The Masach is the money, Kisufa, which covers the will to receive so that I will be able to work with it in order to bestow. That's why it's called Kesef, money. Okay? Good. 1 second. Moscow.
Раф, вопросов миллион на самом деле. Сколько можно задать? Два хотя бы.
Эхад. Шейла эхад бельват.
One question only. One question, please.
Okay. So, you let Kiev ask 5 questions. Anyway, when can we ask questions? Because there's a million questions. And you're ignoring us.
Write down all those questions and see throughout the next 5 years that you will resolve them slowly, slowly on your own. Good. That was not a question. Almata.
I missed it. Why the Zivug of Nikve Naim, Bet Alef Tzimtzum Bet, is... Why does it all... Why does it descend completely below the Tabu?
That's where the Reshimot came from. Nice question. Nice question. Learn how you ask. So, nice question. That's where the Reshimot came from, below the Tabu, and that's why, that's where the lights expand, which came from Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sak. Nice. New York.
Rav, I'm trying to understand. Tzimtzum Aleph is over receiving light of Chochmah in the Portzuf, and Tzimtzum Bet is over Prina Bet, receiving light of Chassadim in the Portzuf.
Restriction is not reception. restriction is a condition that I can receive above the restriction. So the first restriction says that in order to bestow, if you can, you will receive. And Tzimtzum Bet says, in order to bestow, you can receive only the light of Chassadim, not the light of Chochmah.
No. But after Tzimtzum Aleph, I can only receive Chassadim. This is what happens.
After the first restriction, you can receive whatever you want if you have a Masach. The second restriction says that you don't have a Masach on the light of Chochmah, that you can't have it. Only on the light of Chassadim.
But Bchinat Daled rises.
Why don't we hear what he's saying? What's happening to us? Repeat.
I'm saying in the second restriction is over Nekudot of Sag, Bchinat Bet, Chassadim. It's not Chochmah, it's not about receiving Chochmah.
The second restriction is a restriction upon the light of Chochmah, upon receiving it in order to bestow, that you're not capable. That's what the restriction is upon. It's not on the light of Chassadim. The light of Chassadim, please, there will never be a restriction for the light of Chassadim. There is no restriction on the light of Chassadim ever. It's a light of bestowal.
We as if draw Nekudot of Sag descending all the way to the level of the point of this world, and when the Tzimtzum comes, it is restricted from coming to this world, stopping at being. What stops there? What stops it?
No, that's because the Partsuf in Nikvei Naim of Rosh of Sag occurred in such a way that it has 10 Sfirot of its own. And that package from Nikvei Naim of Rosh of Sag goes down below and expands from Tabu to the Parsa. That's it. Because we're taking only those Kelim, and that's where we spread. The question is actually correct. Yes. Look at what our American is asking. No, usually Israelis who go to America, they become kind of dumb. But this time, it's out of the ordinary. So, what is he asking? If you're saying, he's saying that if there was no restriction upon the light of Chassadim, why is the Pratzuf of Nekudot of Sag, which is already now the world of Nikudim, why can't it go below the Parsa? The excuse is that the Reshimot came exactly from that place. As only in this place, what is demanded is the next partzuf. The Reshimot from the previous partzuf decide what will be now in Rosh of Sag, what Zivug, and where the partzuf will spread. But later, when this partzuf expands, additional Reshimot will come to it from the Nehiyat Avak, Dalet Gimel, and then that partzuf will also spread below the Parsa, and that will cause a shattering.
So just to conclude, so it means that Tzimtzum Bet is added on top of Tzimtzum Aleph?
Yes, yes, yes. Don't continue. Tzimtzum Bet is in addition to Tzimtzum Aleph. If you go to correct something now, you first need to correct all the Parzufim in second restriction, and then come to the first restriction. Nice? Well, we have there someone else? No. New York. No. Peter's not asking. Jerusalem.
What's the power that produced Tzimtzum Bet? By what power was the Tzimtzum Bet produced?
The second restriction emerged since Malchut restricted herself in a place that she cannot reveal forces in order to bestow. Bchinat Dalet, which entered Bina to Nekudot of Sag, sees that she cannot work with the Kelim of Nekudot of Sag in receiving in order to bestow. And therefore she restricted them. That is what we're yet to talk about. That's not a simple question. Asia.
Good morning, Rav. Morning. The question is, why Malchut rise to Mikve Naim and do a Zivuk Dakaha on that particular point? It's not clear for me. Thank you.
Why does Malchut rise to Nikvei Enayim and does a Zivug of Hakaah there? Because exactly in Nikvei Enayim we have Bina of the Rosh. Tomorrow we will talk about that. It's a nice question. Write it down and ask it again tomorrow. For the time being, I want to move. Well, Gadi. The regular annoying people. Yeah.
Rav, if you can be precise on two things in this first sentence here. He writes that Batsuf Galgalta and Batsuf Sagovak ended at the point of this world. He writes this here in the first sentence, right in the beginning. So that's one.
Well,
does he mean Batsuf Nekudot of Sag? Right?
Certainly, Nekudot of Sag and also Nekudot of Sag that is inside the Batsuf Galgalta. Sometimes he doesn't go too precise on that.
Secondly, he says that the Tzimtzum was made in half the Tiferet, half the Bina of Guf. He writes in the Tabor of the Inner Ak. So Tabor of the Inner Ak is basically the Parsa. Right? Where's the Inner Ak? Below the Tabor? That's what he means?
Again?
Again, he writes here that then, meaning after the Tzimtzum, when it became at the half Tiferet of Bina of Guf,
of Nekudot of Sag?
Yes. It now ends after the Tzimtzum above the Tabu of the Inner Ak. So that's a question. That's how he says
it. No, he says it that way. You'll see how he doesn't get very precise with the language. He's not too precise with the language. And Kabbalists are like that. I'll tell you, Kabbalists write for Kabbalists. And then you need to understand what's going on here. It's... The Zohar specifically is the most filled with precision. But even there, he means that you know that you're in these matters. And then he implies to you, sometimes in such things, that even a lack of precision, you understand where it is. Well, what can you do? It's for those who understand. Okay, so we're going to move to the corrected world.
And let's sing a song together.
Shemati, Shemati, let us spread this light. Shemati, Shemati, we must all unite.
Is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking, it speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives, what is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite. La 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 shamati. Love will light the way. Shamati, shamati. I heard a wise man say, shamati, shamati. Let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati.